from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Ross. Jacaranda FM.
This conversation I'm really looking forward to.
Ja, ek ook, want ons weet niks.
Ja,
Nobody
knows anything. Everyone is speculating at the moment. Christel seems to believe that the president is going to resign, what, tonight? Or
No, that's a good thing. So, yes, the expectation is that in the wake of the report on the Palapala investigation, we do expect the president to resign. Keeping in mind, under the ANC step-aside rules, he doesn't need to. The step-aside applies if you are charged. He's not charged, but he is compromised, and he is seriously compromised.
Ons het aan die begin van die show gesels oor die feit dat met ander politici wat dalk bietjie in die moeilikheid was, was daar altyd 'n way wat een van hulle tommies gekry het vir hulle nou om nie die gevolge van hulle aksies te ervaar nie. En wat hy eintlik gedoen het oor die afgelope paar jaar van sy presidentsie is that it seemed like the governance was quite clean, so that there are no kind of side friends that are going to help him out of this, because there is no, because of the way that he's managed himself and his presidency. So do we think that that is going to be a strong leg for him to kind of stand on and go, there is a reason why I had all that money, and there is a reason why I shouldn't be impeached, or I shouldn't lose my position as the president.
Kyk, so die incident self, die Palapala diefstal, daar is ernstige vrae daaroor. Hoe daag iemand net toevallig op by jou plaas met precies die regte hoeveelheid bedrag geld vir 'n klomp buffels wat kontant in buitelandse valuta betaal word, wat jy net in 'n bank bere, en hulle vat nooit die buffels nie.
This is the thing. The $580,000 was handed over. The buffalo were never collected.
2 jaar later is hy nog daar.
Ja. And the guy who handed over the money, then I think the address is not correct, the email address is not correct, the cell phone number is not correct, no one knows where this person is or what's going on. Is it wrong that I was thinking today, if I was Cyril, what I would do? Is it wrong that I was coming up with schemes and going, I'm just going to kick it around. I'm going to deny that there was money in the first place. There was never a robbery. That would be my step one. Everyone's making this up. Then I would kick it back across, because apparently the people were crossing the border into Namibia, and then the Namibian police got involved. So then I would ask them to do a probe, and I'd leave it there for 4 or 5 years. And then I would question the probe legally here across country, and I would drag this out for a century.
And it comes back to what Ross said, because so from our understanding is that so there are technical loopholes that he could perhaps contest this on, and it seems that some of the people in his close circle, because he does have support, up to just before the release of this report last night, so yesterday afternoon this time still, he had a strong support base heading into the elective conference. He was a dead runner to get this, but his ticket has been squeaky clean. Ja, anti-corruption.
Precies. Ja. Kan ons dink dat daar dalk ander motiewe is dat al hierdie goed nou uitkom? Vir my is die tydsberekening net bietjie suspicious.
100%.
Ja.
No, 100%.
Ja. Politics is dirty. It's dirty. And that's why I said earlier, so when I think back to, and one has it's very tempting. Today I was saying that I'm really tired of living through unprecedented times. But this, unfortunately, is not unprecedented. If I think back to how Jacob Zuma was removed first as party president and then the country's president, the uncertainty around this, we've been through this, and it gets very dirty. Part of the challenge of covering it is you don't know all the agendas, the whatnot.
Because bear in mind, the guy who initially went to the police station in Rosebank and laid the claim was Arthur Fraser, who's a former security head. He's a spy. Okay, the man's literally a trained spy, headed our security apparatus. This robbery took place in 2019. And I reckon they knew about it in 2019. And they discussed, when are we going to use it? And they said, nah, just hold it for conference time. We'll release it 3 months beforehand.
En as ek nou nie verkeerd is nie, Arthur Fraser is dieselfde persoon wat gesê het dat Jacob Zuma uit die tronk uit kan kom on medical parole.
With no right to do so at all, just let him out.
But he is also one of the key people implicated in the state capture report.
Yeah.
He is severely compromised.
wat vir my as 'n Suid-Afrikaner bekommerd raak, en ek eintlik vandag voel ek bietjie swaar, ek dink die joernaliste voel dit, en ek voel net as 'n gewone Suid-Afrikaner, die implikasies wat al hierdie die mekaarheid het vir ons, ons kan sien hoe lyk die ekonomie vandag, ons kan sien dat die politieke situasie veel meer onstabiel is as wat het sekere week terug was, so die implikasies daarvan, vir die man op straat is wat vir my net rarig bietjie bang maak.
En ek dink dit is baie geldig. So that uncertainty is exactly what the markets are not happy with. We're now at a point where it does, and I might be wrong, I'll come back here and eat humble pie if I'm wrong, but it does seem like the president will be resigning. It seems like he'll be going. The question is whether he's going to jump or whether he'll be pushed.
Marina just sent us a WhatsApp, sê, ek wil net vra, ons president se besigheidsman, wat sy private besigheid te doen met ons en amal. The thing is, Marina, dis $580,000, waarskynlik meer, en is in die land in, en niemand weet hoe dit in die land in is nie, en is nie in 'n bankrekening ingesit nie, en is nie vir SARS declare nie, en is oor die threshold van geld wat 'n mens mag hê as, jy weet,
And that's the thing, the findings of the report, it's one thing if someone has business, it's their private business, this is the president. So the findings are that it seems he could have breached not only the ethics code of the president, the highest office in the land, but also the law.
Ja, dis die wet.
In terme van sekere goed wat moet gerapporteer word as daar diefstal betrokke is, buitelandse valuta, daar is die waarskynlikheid van dat die president, die staatspresident, die wet oortree het.
Ja.
En dis ernstig.
Dis die ding.
Marina se vraag is eintlik 'n goeie een. Ek dink die image wat ons het van president Cyril Ramaphosa, is dat hy iemand is wat daar is omdat hy daar wil wees. Want hy het sy eie geld, hy het sy eie besighede, hy is daar, dit is wat ons daar gedink het, of wat sekere mense steeds dink, hy is daar omdat hy die land 'n beter plek wil maak. Maar nou is dit 'n bietjie van 'n swart merk in sy naam.
I mean, this is the thing I was saying all along, even before he became president, was, cool, now you've won business, you're a billionaire, you've got nothing else to prove. Your money will keep making money even if you do absolutely nothing with it. You'll keep getting richer and richer and richer until the end of time. That's just how having lots of money works. The only thing left is your legacy, is how you get remembered, is how history is going to write you down in the books. And surely if you have all the money in the world already, then the only thing you would want is your legacy to go down well. You know, that's all that's left for you to go out and achieve. And now this is what? For the sale of some buffalo and some money in the couch.
This is the thing, and that legacy, that ethos, those values that rose, that's what's at play here. Mm. It's very uncertain times. I think whichever way it plays out, we need resolution quick. And I'm going to say again what I said earlier, a wounded animal is dangerous, a wounded buffalo even more so.
Yeah, so we will see what's going to happen tonight. I'll be honest, I'll be hella surprised if anyone steps down anywhere, because that's not the way we do things in this country. No one takes responsibility, no one owns up, no one resigns. That's impossible. It can never happen. I've lived in this country far too long, and I've never seen it before. And I refuse to believe it's going to start now.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah. I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Ross. Jacaranda FM.